It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry even joins us on these days where the sunshine is in short order. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, we are having, we are at the solstice, winter solstice time, and the daylight is the least amount of the whole year, 8 hours and 32 minutes. Now, you go a little further north, it's going to be even less, but nevertheless, it is a short supply. And then we very slowly, after the solstice, we very slowly start getting longer days. We won't notice it probably for another couple weeks, but we very slowly do so. First day of winter, and yet the way the weather has been, it certainly okay. It's not the second day of winter. In other words, we haven't really experienced winter yet. This is astronomical winter. The Weather Service has what they call meteorological winter, where they define from the 1st of December. They call December, January, and February as winter. And anyway, so they've gotten a head start on us. But either way, winter, December has not been acting like a December. We have about 10 days to go, so things can change. But it doesn't look like in the immediate forecast it's going to. The average temperature so far for this December has been somewhere around close to 10 degrees. That's 10. That's hard to believe. 10 degrees above normal. And even though we didn't set any records with warm temperatures, not yet, we haven't been close to any of the colder temperatures either. The coldest temperature for the entire month of December happened just a few days ago on the 18th. When the Weather Service recorded 8 degrees, and then there's another day of 9 degrees. But otherwise, no, we haven't been anywhere around zero or below. So will we go down on record as being the warmest December ever? I don't know. Also, it doesn't look like it's going to be a white Christmas. White Christmases are something we just take for granted in the Northland. However, there's been a few. I can remember two of them. One of them, 1979, and the other one, 2006, where we did not have a white Christmas. So it does happen. I might mention the one in 1979, and shortly after New Year's Day of that year, we did get blasted with a big blizzard. So things can definitely turn around. Precipitation for the month, thanks to the rainy day the last week, precipitation for the month is pretty close to normal, and precipitation for the entire year is pretty close to normal, even though most of the year was drought. It was weird. But thanks to a very wet September and now some rain in December, we've had a precipitation for pretty close to being normal for the year. And as I said, we still have 10 more days to go. Snow, however, way behind time. Normally by this time, our seasonal snowfall total has been about 30 inches. This year, it's only been slightly 6 inches. I am sitting right now out on a deck, which I don't usually do on the solstice time, and looking around, and I do not see snow in any direction. There is a little bit of a snow that's building up and staying up on the ice of the lake. That's just because the ice is cold enough to keep the snow from melting. But other than that, there's almost no snow around. There is enough snow, however, that when during my walks in the last few mornings, I've been seeing plenty of animal tracks. And it's been the usual ones, the foxes and squirrels, voles, deer, and so forth. But I also saw a few other ones like skunk and some of the ravens and crows. And so there's been activity going on. And with this little bout of snow that we have, it is enough to show their tracks. The big news, the big critter news of the week for me, of course, was participating in the Christmas bird count of Carlton County, which took place on the 19th. That's Tuesday, the 19th of December. And as mentioned before, Christmas bird counts are nothing new, and they're nothing unique to this part of the country. They started about the year 1900 by National Audubon Society, and they've spread out, and they're all over North America right now, and probably way beyond that. The idea is to take a circle, what they call a count circle, radius 7.5 miles, diameter of 15, and go out in that area and look for any kind of birds that you see and record what they are and how many. We had a group of about 20 that did that on Tuesday and came up with 36 species. Now, there's always going to be a few of them, a few birds that are around at that time that are not seen. And so we also include what's called a count week. That's 3 days before the count and 3 days after the count, that if something else was seen, they can be added to it. Anyway, the 36 species that we saw was slightly above normal. What has happened, we've been doing this Christmas bird count here in Carlton County for over 35 years, and what has happened is we have settled in on pretty much a normal of 30 to 35 different species of birds, and this 36 is slightly above normal. Nearly 20 of those are ones that we see every time. The chickadees, the nuthatches, four kinds of woodpeckers, grouse and turkey, ravens and crows and blue jays, pigeons and starlings and chickadees and nuthatches. We see those pretty much every time. Then there are a few others that we see sometimes, but not rare, but they just don't show up all the times. And then there are some of them that only show up occasionally. This time it was interesting to note there were a few that we counted that we normally don't count. Canada goose is a good example. They're very common around. We go through months where we see them almost every day. But they don't stick around when it gets cold, and one of the reasons is that it freezes. Well, there's some spots, thanks to the mild weather, some spots of the St. Louis River that are open, and Canada geese were seen. There's almost always we see red-tailed hawks. This time we did not see red-tailed hawk, but we did see rough-leg hawks and northern harriers and Cooper's hawks. Also of note, nobody reported great horned owl, though barred owls were seen. No pine grosbeaks, no evening grosbeaks, no cardinal. That is one that was a surprise because we had almost a dozen cardinals last year. Finches, there's quite a variety of finches that were seen. Some of them, like the red poles and the goldfinch, we expect to see. But last year, we had no pine siskins that were seen. Now, they were seen this time around. Different kinds of sparrows. We had juncos seen. We had tree sparrows, which is not normally seen, was seen. And probably the strangest bird that was seen was a white-crowned sparrow. White-throated sparrows are quite well known, and they're often in the yard. And we've had them on Christmas bird count before. But I can't remember ever having a white-crowned sparrow before. There was a flock of snow buntings. There was a pretty good sized flock of Bohemian waxwings. There was a couple of gold crowned kinglets, lots of starlings, and so forth. So it was a good count. One of the birds that was missing was robin. And then it's interesting, 2 days after the count, I was doing a little driving in the neighborhood here, and what did I see but a flock of robins. Now, that can be added to what's called count week. And so if you add that to it, it's going to boost it up to 37 species. And like I say, that's a pretty good count. Christmas bird counts go on all over the place. The idea is that we get a pretty good handle of what birds that are going to be spending the winter with us. And birds, like mammals, are warm-blooded, and they have the feathers. They are able to handle the winter. How many of these birds will stick around for the next couple months, we have no idea. But anyway, it's still interesting to see it right now, so it's been interesting. And I would suggest that we all get out and take a look. The weather conditions are just fine for taking a walk. And regardless of what holiday we celebrate, it's still good to take time off and go out for a walk. So enjoy, and thank you for calling. Take care.
Thanks very much, Larry. Really appreciate it. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.